This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about your here during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. The stock market enjoyed an excellent 2023. In fact, the NASDAQ jumped more than 37%, while the S&P 500 rose 24%, and the Dow surged by nearly 14%. So you can tell that's a big array, but basically, it went up. So the kind of market performance is good news for most Americans. It also adds a lot of fuel to retirement funds, which will see an unusually large distributions in 2024. So what we're talking about here is the cumulative amount of money that is going to be required for minimum distributions. These are commonly referred to as RMDs. So we're going to call them RMDs for the rest of the radio show because I don't want to say required minimum distributions all the time. So at Fidelity, one of the biggest financial service firms, they're going to have $25 billion that are required to have RMDs on them. That's how much they have in qualified plans that people are underneath the RMD rules.
Whoa.
That's a lot of money. So during today's show, we're going
to discuss... That's real money even to you, Chris.
Oh, man. I just need one of those billions. So we're going to discuss these RMDs in a great detail, kind of what they are, how they work, the various strategies that you can implement to make sure you're following all the rules and regulations. They've relaxed some of the rules, but there's still rules and still penalties. So we want to make sure that we know what they are. Now, look, if you need help, you should probably contact your financial services professional to discuss your RMDs and how to best use the rules to your advantage, right? So before we get into the topic, I'm going to introduce you to my co-host who is laughing in the background at me, Tony Shore.
Yeah, I was. Now, what did you say RMD stood for again?
Required minimum distributions. Say minimum.
I made you say it again. But what do I always say RMD stands for? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
Really massive donut. That's what I thought it stood for, is RMD, really massive donut. So every time you say it, that's what I think of.
Don't tease me with food. I haven't had my breakfast yet.
I know that, and I'm giving you a hard time. So this is a good topic because I think a lot of people, when they do their retirement planning, even before retirement, when they're planning for retirement, they aren't thinking about this and the tax consequences and all the ins and outs. Or if they're in retirement, even, they aren't sure, hey, when I get to 73, this has to happen. I have to know exactly how much, what to do, or it could be costly. And how can I plan or strategize to minimize my taxes to make sure that money is utilized right? So I'm glad we're talking about this today. So people might think, hey, I'm only 65. I don't need to worry about 73. Well, time flies when you're having fun, and it goes faster and faster the older we get, right, Chris?
That's right. And so that's the thing about RMDs, is there things we can do now, today, whoever you are, that can minimize the amount of RMDs that you have to take out when you hit that magical 73 or 75, if you're even younger.
Sure.
So that we can minimize the tax burden, because I don't know about you, but I don't know too many people getting 25% in their investments every year. But guess what? It's what you're going to be paying. Well, you pay what, 25 to 30% in taxes from your income every year.
Yeah. If you have a traditional retirement account, like a traditional IRA, that's a joint account. with Uncle Sam. That money, if you have $100,000, if you have $100,000 in an IRA, you know, 25,000 of that probably is going to go to Uncle Sam. So you've only got 75 in there. And people don't understand that or think about that. And so that's where this craziness comes in. And you might think, well, I'm going to pass along. Or at a certain age, you have to start taking distributions and paying those taxes. And there's no way around that. The money you have in a traditional IRA, whatever money is in there when you turn 73, you have to take those distributions. You have to pay the tax amount on them. However, there are things you can do before you get to 73 to maybe reallocate that money or make sure it's in a Roth, or, you know, there are things you can do, right?
There are things you can do to manage those distributions, to manage how they come to you so that you can keep your tax burden at a lower rate. Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, you don't want to be bumped up into a higher tax bracket when you're 73.
Right. That's right. So a lot of people in retirement are in that 12 to 15% kind of tax bracket.
Yep.
And so then boom, here comes that Mr. RMD, and now they're in the 22, 24% tax bracket.
Sure. Yeah, it's a concern. And, you know, we've mentioned RMDs on past shows. Tara's mentioned them. You've mentioned them. And, you know, you've explained, hey, this is a big deal for a lot of retirees out there, and knowing how much you have to take, when you have to take it, alternatives like you're talking about.
Right.
This is a significant part of the financial strategy process. So where do you want to begin with this discussion to help our listeners out?
So, yeah. So let's talk about kind of the background of RMD and kind of what exactly it is. It's simply the amount of money you must withdraw from your retirement account each year beginning at age 73. So these withdrawal rules were created back in the 70s as a way to make sure that the government was able to collect taxes on these tax deferred accounts. So in 2023, there was the Secure Act 2.0, and it increased the age that RMDs must begin from 72 to 73. And it jumps again to age 75 in 2033. So typically, RMDs must be withdrawn by 31st in the year you turn 73. Here's something that we make sure our clients do. We make sure that they take only one distribution in each year, because you can delay that first distribution until April 1st of the following year. Well, that means you would have to take, if you do that delay, so you take it on March 31st of that year, you also have to take a distribution at the before December 31st, when that year you're turning 74. So that's two distributions in one year. So that's two tax. That's that much money coming to you as earned income, because it's earned income that you've never paid taxes on. So it all comes in as income and gets taxed that way. So we want to make sure that we don't take two distributions in one year when we first take them. And so we work with our clients to make sure that doesn't happen. Now, RMDs must be taken from 401ks, 403bs, 457bs, and as well as traditional IRAs and any other IRA-based plans like SEPs, SARSEPs, simple IRAs. So anything that has delayed taxes, deferred taxes, that's what's got to be paid on these qualified accounts. Now, IRAs are exempt from RMDs while the account owner is Roth IRAs are exempt from RMDs while the account owner is alive, but their beneficiaries may be subject to RMD rules because they're supposed to pull that money out. So now, beginning this year, though, for Roth 401k accounts are no longer subject to RMDs. Okay.
Nice.
So this is new this year.
Yeah, that's good. That's the good news in all this, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that's good. And this is a helpful rundown. So we're all on the same page about RMDs, and it's pretty straightforward, but I think there's enough nuance and rules and changes here that make working with somebody like yourself, a financial professional, a wise move to help plan. This is something you help your clients with, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And what we do is we look at, you know, kind of how much income they're getting and they're projected to get when they get into retirement age, and then how much will RMDs impact that. And so then we help adjust how much money they're going to get in RMD. And so there's taxes that you have to pay on the RMD, where that distribution you receive will bump up what you have to pay. And it can also bump up what you have to pay in Social Security. So one of the things we help our clients do is ensure that they're not having to pay more than they expect to taxes on their Social Security, because Social Security taxes can vary. Mm-hmm. You can have to pay. So 85% of your Social Security is taxable if you have a large amount of income in retirement. Well, maybe if we adjust that, maybe we can get you down to only half your Social Security is taxable in retirement. Maybe if we adjust how much your RMD is good enough, we can get you down to zero taxes on your Social Security. Well, if I can get you to zero taxes on your Social Security, maybe I can get you to zero taxes on all your income.
Wow. And that's what we want. We want to minimize that tax burden, right? That's a huge part of all this. I just think that's really important. So, you know, where do we go next?
So let's talk about how it's calculated. Okay. So how does the government figure out how much you should distribute? What they do is they divide the balance of the account at the end of the prior calendar year by your life expectancy as calculated by the IRS, right? Not by you.
I wish I could do that.
If you're 71, yeah. So if you're 71, the table says 27.5. I have to look it up what it is, 73. But like the time you're 80, it's about 20. So they give you up in the, they think you're going to live up into the 90s basically. Right.
Wow. So,
yeah. So that's kind of the rule that I go to when we start looking at is we use, what that is, you know. So let's see, 75 is 24.6. So that's almost 100 years. So that's how long the IRS expects you to live, is to be 99.6 years old. Wow.
Yeah, anyway. Well, longevity keeps increasing for the most part.
Right.
So
you look at this table, you pull out the number, you divide what the amount of that's in that qualified plan by the number from the table, and you come up with the required minimum distribution. So for an example, if you had $150,000 at the end of the year and you divided by that 24.6 because you're 75, then you would have to take out $6,098 out of that account. Okay. Now, here's the thing though. What if you have different retirement accounts? You know, can you make your total withdrawal from just one account?
So what if I have more than one IRA is what you're saying?
Yeah. So say you've got five IRAs, and then they are all $100,000. You'd have to take out what is that? That would be about like $25,000, but you could take it all out of one, and that would cover the RMDs for all the others.
Wow.
Now, there's different rules for 401ks, so I want to stipulate that. And 401ks, because it's the way they're managed, they're going to send you the required minimum distribution each year, whether you do anything. they're going to just send it to you. So they want it off their plate, right? They're not going to get in trouble with the IRS for not sending you the money. So there's a little bit heavier, administration bureaucracy on that. They're going to send you the money. That's why we usually encourage all of our clients to move a 401k into an IRA once they're no longer with that company anymore, so they can get away from those 401k rules.
Yeah. Yeah. That's important. There are a lot of rules regarding retirement accounts, and especially the tax deferred accounts like the 401ks and the IRAs that you're talking about. And I wouldn't want to deal with any of this, Chris, without working with somebody like yourself. And I mean, RMDs, they can really affect people's taxes. I mean, really, what it comes down to is the tax implication, right? I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah. I mean, that's the impact to you. It's still your money. It's not like the whole withdrawal amount you have to give away. You're just paying the taxes on the withdrawal amount.
Sure. Right. Sure.
So, but you have to make sure that you account for it on your declared tax forms. It all has to be accounted for. That distribution needs to be put on there. And so that you pay the taxes on it. And you just, it's really key that people remember to take out that first distribution, the first year you're supposed to take it out and not wait until the grace period hits you. So you're not hitting the two distributions 1 year and hit it, having that tax burden hit you all at one time.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want that. That's where planning comes in and strategizing to make sure you don't get hit with that tax burden all at once, and it bumps you into a higher tax bracket, because what it can do is it can increase taxes. Even on your Social Security can be taxed, and you don't want that, right?
That's right. And so here's what a lot of people do to minimize that is they do a qualified charitable distribution. So how that helps them is you make a direct donation out of your qualified plan and it goes straight into the charitable organization. In 2024, you can give up to $105,000, and then that can reduce your tax burden because you're not having to pay taxes on that money at all. The charitable donation, it's gone away. So that's a way you can, that's going to bump me in the next tax bracket, or that's going to, you know, create some extra taxes for me that I don't want. So we have a lot of people that do the charitable distribution, qualified charitable distribution is what it's called. So that we can help with that. We have forms for that.
Right.
So, right.
Yeah.
that's an important thing that you can do to help reduce that. But those workplace accounts that you have in a 401k still has a lot of rules. So we really encourage people to roll those over into the IRAs because you cannot manage how that's distributed to you. It's going to come. And so here's the thing is, what if the market's down and you don't want to pull from that area? You wanted to pull from somewhere else. Well, you're not having a choice. You're going to be selling your stuff at a discount through that RMD.
Yeah, and nobody wants that. So before we move on, I think let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you, because obviously this is complicated and you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing, not making an expensive mistake. You want to have plans and strategies in place.
Yeah. So if you're interested in getting a plan, a strategy for RMDs, please give us a call at 719-210-4242. Visit our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. You can check us out there. You can listen to some of our past radio shows if you want to hear some more from us. But give us a call, 719-210-4242.
All right. Sounds great. And listeners, this has been a great show so far. We have more coming up. I just want to encourage you to give Chris a call and get an appointment set up, get a consultation going, right? That's right. What next? I mean, this has been a great show so far. What do you have for us?
So I'm going to talk about the big downside if you forget to take your full distribution.
Yeah, that's a good, I should have asked that question. What if I don't take my RMD? What happens?
Yeah, so if you don't take your RMD, there's a tax penalty of 25% of the amount you should have withdrawn. So if you're you should have withdrawn $10,000, it's going to be $2,500 of tax penalty, right? It's not that they create extra income for you. You still have to pay the taxes on that amount. That's still going to happen. So you now you're getting with 25%. Now, if you correct the error, if you get that money out within 2 years, the IRS may cut down the penalty to 10%, but you have to apply for that. So and get approved. But so if you see a mistake, take care of it as soon as you can. And that's why we're here. We help people avoid the mistake and then fix it if it's been made, right? So the easiest way to avoid those errors is having that solid long-term distribution strategy, so you can quickly update if any of the rules and regulations change. If anything we've seen over the last few years, we've seen the changes for RMDs have changed twice over the last 7 years. So they're going to change again, right? In 2033. So in 9 years, they're going to change again. So who knows what's going to come down the pike with our longevity of life. We also see changes. There's going to be changes in retirement ages. That's something that's being discussed in Congress quite often now. So we'll see what they come up with that. So we haven't changed retirement age in a long, long time. And we're kind of due a change, especially since we're living so long. We expect changes there. But we adjust to the changes and we help plan for that.
Yeah, there you go. And I think that makes perfect sense. I just wonder if people don't realize that's, the penalties, if you miss it, are huge, right? I mean, it's the biggest penalty in the IRS tax code, right?
It is, yeah. It used to be 50%. So they lowered it to 25.
Ooh, kind of them.
How kind of them.
25%. And you have to pay taxes on top of the penalty still. So it's it's not like, well, I would have had to pay 25% tax on it, but now I have a 25% penalty. No, it's both.
It's both.
So 50% of that money would be gone if you did that. That's insane.
That's how it'd work out. So your $10,000 becomes $5,000 pretty fast.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Through inattention, right? And it's just, so you got to have attention on your stuff. You have to have attention.
Yeah, and that's what you're here for, and that's why we have financial professionals, so we don't have to worry about those mistakes, and you want to stay in the IRS's good graces too, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So now if we take the money out, once we withdraw the money, a question I have is, what do you recommend your clients do with that money? I mean, some people need to take out the money anyway for expenses, but what if they make you take out these RMDs, which they do, but you don't need it to live on in retirement? What do you do with it? Are there strategies to do things with that money to make it work for you still?
Yes, there is. So there's a thing that you're forgetting here is we want to make sure we take it at the right time.
Okay.
So there's peaks and valleys in the market. So we want to make sure that we're taking it at the right time. Now, if we set up an automatic distribution, that can be done. So it comes, if we set up a schedule, so it comes monthly, some companies allow that. Yep. Then we spread it out. That may be a good way as well. But one of the places we recommend people put them right now is high yield savings accounts, because they're generating, some of them are at 5% right now. So you can get a nice return out of a high yield savings account while you're not using that money. So that's a great short term place to put the money. Now, if you want to put it back in the market because you want that long term growth, because you're only 73 and you're going to live to be 100, says the IRS. Maybe we need to put it back in maybe a market based thing or some other kind of retirement tool that would then help you.
Well, you know what? We're out of time. I mean, we could talk about this topic for a while longer as usual, but we ran out of time for the show today. Chris, let our listeners know before we go how they can get a hold of you.
They can reach us at 719-210-4242. If you call and mention the radio show, I will have a book for you, Money Moves by Tara Nolan. So give us a call at 719-210-4242. Our website is nolanfinancialpartners.com if you want to check us out and listen to our past radio shows.
All right. And Chris, regarding the book Money Moves, I want to plug that book because it's a great book. And I want to encourage our listeners to take you up on that. Go to Facebook, give their office a call, set up the consultation, get the book. And it's also, we're very close to having it available as an audiobook, Chris.
That's awesome.
I've been listening back through just to make sure there's no more edits. And so I think I'm going to be able to finish that up this weekend and we'll be able to make that available. Yeah, exactly. It's been a long time coming, but I'm getting there. Well, hey, great show today. And that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Chris McKinney.
Join us soon for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio. Take care and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.